Give me your assessment first, Davis, on Tucker's revelations last night, particularly QAnon Shaman, Sitnik, Epps, all of it, sir.
Yeah, so the Justice Department has an obligation under the Constitution to provide to defendants exculpatory evidence, evidence that tends to show their innocence. And with these thousands and thousands of hours of Capitol surveillance videos, you have to ask, what did the Justice Department do to obtain these videos, and how did they make these videos available to these January 6th defense attorneys, particularly this Jacob Chansley, his counsel? Jacob Chansley pled guilty in a plea agreement back in September of 2021. So the question you have to ask, if you watch this Tucker video, these Tucker videos last night, this is clear exculpatory evidence that Jacob Chansley should not be in prison for 41 months. This is clear evidence that the Capitol Police escorted him around. You know, you have this mentally ill man who went on the Senate floor.
But hang on. But you got to help me out here. Everybody, Merrick Garland knew it. These guys knew it. They all had access to the footage. The J6 are elected congressman Nancy Pelosi, her daughter. They had this footage. It's not just the QAnon shaman itself, but what kind of country is this? Russia during the Moscow show trials? How could they possibly not just present at J6, but in a criminal proceeding? I mean, to me, people that did this should go to prison. How do they put an American citizen when you have this footage of the Capitol Hill police being an escort for the guy? It's like the Praetorian Guard. One time he's got 9 guys there. They're taking him and trying to find the doors of the senator open. How, it's not just that, but how did people in authority know this and then prosecute this man and put him in prison? Mike Davis.
That is a very, very good question that I have been lighting up Twitter on for the last day. And here's the issue. Remember, Attorney General Merrick Garland says back on January 4th, he puts out this statement 2 years into the January 6th investigations, how, quote, one of the largest, most complex, and most resource-intensive investigations in our history, right? Okay, so if that's the case, didn't the Biden Justice Department, including the FBI, review this Capitol surveillance video, these thousands and thousands and thousands of hours? Did they not review this? Now, I understand that they said to these defense attorneys, sure, you can go to the Capitol and look at these videos. Well, that's not good enough, right? There is a constitutional case called Brady, where the defense attorney, the prosecutors have to turn over to the defense attorneys exculpatory evidence, right? They didn't do that here. If you just say, here's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of videos from many different videos across the Capitol, you know, go find the needle in the haystack to help your client. When you're a solo practitioner, a solo defense attorney trying to represent a client, that's not fair. That's not how it's supposed to work, especially when you have hundreds of FBI agents and they had how many prosecutors working on this case in the Biden Justice Department. They should have handed to Jacob Chansley's lawyers this specific video that was shown on Tucker Carlson last night, and they should not have prosecuted him for the charges that they prosecuted him for. He should not be in prison for 41 months. People should lose their lawsuits.
There's no jury of his peers in this country that would find the guy guilty if they'd seen that. I don't even know how they bring the case. I think this is impeachable. The criminals here are the Justice Department lawyers that did this and the J6 panel.